Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is November 4th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Londoners rejoice this morning. There's 150 stations covered now, thanks to Virgin Media. Virgin Media took to Twitter yesterday to announce and celebrate the important milestone of the 150th connected station on the London Underground. Wimbledon, Richmond, East Ham, Barking, and Upminster are the latest terminals to offer free Wi-Fi to Virgin, EE, Vodafone, O2, and 3 customers, meaning that more than half of the Tube's 270 stations are now online. And it seems passengers just can't get enough of it. More than 2.5 million devices are registered on the network, and more than 3 million terabytes of data are downloaded every day. Who knows, maybe you've even downloaded this podcast using the free Wi-Fi on the Tube right now. Oh yes, free Wi-Fi. You gotta love it. So we went from the good news in the UK to the bad news in the UK. Manufacturers have slammed the UK government over the High Speed Broadband UK, that's BDUK program. In a survey of 134 manufacturers, they rated 40% of the broadband quite poor and very poor. Only 30% said broadband internet quality had improved over the last 2 years. Chris Richards, he's a senior business policy advisor, said a more hands-on approach is needed. Quote, on broadband, manufacturers are becoming increasingly reliant on high-quality access to maintain existing customer and supply relations. Manufacturers are saying that the high-speed broadband program is being rolled out at a far too slow pace, with poor communication and lack of clarity when upgrades take place. I thought that's how it does work with government, though. Poor communication and lack of clarity. It's kind of any government's motto. Flying over to the U.S. now, you can get your Beat Groove on now if you're on Southwest Airlines and you've got Wi-Fi access to Apple's Beats Music. Beats Music announced a partnership with Southwest Airlines to deliver its streaming library to entertainment onboard Southwest planes that offer Wi-Fi. There's even a few Southwest planes that have even repainted themselves. They got this like big old size headphones on the side and a little slogan that says, don't miss a beat, which may be hard to do in the air because we all know how reliable Wi-Fi is above 30,000 feet. To use Beats Music free on the aircraft, users will have to have a device compatible with the Beats app. That includes iOS and Android, and also will work with any web browser that you point to the Beats streaming music site. Many analysts and people are still surprised that they're still seeing Beats around. Many feel that Beats is going to be going away soon and will be integrated fully into iTunes and will be launched as something else next year. In the meantime, just enjoy it. You know, it's free, right? And in the famous words of Michael Jackson, just beat it. On with more Apple news now, moving over to the Apple Watch. Oh, yes. We're all excited, aren't we? We're thinking, yeah, January 2015. Nope. February 2015? Nope. Okay, well, when's it coming? According to Apple employees and a report from 9to5Mac, an Apple senior vice president of retail and online stores explained to the staff in a video that we're going into the holidays, we'll go into the Chinese New Year, and then we've got a new watch coming in the spring? Yeah, spring. We all knew it was going to ship in early 2015. That's about as cut off as you can probably get. So, Apple fans, looks like we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. My guess, they are working on the battery life for this thing. I hope they are. Because just imagine it. If we do buy this thing, it's going to be the first Apple product ever that we unwrap and it's dead in the box on arrival. Facebook has set up the dark web link to the Access Network via Tor. Yes. Tor. T-O-R. Not Thor. Tor. Or T-O-R. However you want to say it. Facebook has created the ability for users to connect directly to the social network via the anonymous dark web service Tor. Tor. Now, yes, it has been possible in the past to view Facebook via Tor, but the new setup means that all data is encrypted and Tor users are not mistaken for hacked accounts. Hey, kind of cool. Facebook said in a statement that users can now access the site with, quote, without losing the cryptographic protections of Tor. Cryptographic. Sounds like something from Krypton. Anyway, now this service is actually going to appeal to most people in places where the network is blocked, such as China, Iran, North Korea, and Cuba. Most of you right now probably have not been able to download this podcast. But if you have, thank you for going to the extra effort. We appreciate it. Windows 7 fans. Yes, it's a day of mourning right now because Microsoft said it's dead. Home Basic, Home Premium, and Ultimate pre-installed machines are also gone too, so don't expect to be getting any new machines out there with Windows 7 stuck on it anymore. But not all is lost. The same is not true for business users. Windows 7 Professional is still available to PC makers. According to Microsoft's Windows Life Cycle page, there is no cutoff date yet for PC makers on Windows 7 Professional. Now don't worry if you've got a Home Basic, Premium, or Ultimate Edition right now. They're still supporting it, and according to Microsoft, they promised to give 1 year's notice before choking off the OS completely. So in any case, if it's anything like XP was, we'll still be using Windows 7 by 2050. And finally, drones. You got a drone, you like flying your drone around, you got that sort of free feeling and stuff. Well, whatever you do, don't cross over the borders into China, because China's developed an anti-drone laser technology that can apparently shoot it down if you're low-flying within a 2 kilometers radius. According to a Chinese news agency, the technology has been co-developed by the China Academy of Engineering Psychics. Yes, psychics, you heard me right. I did not get that wrong. With the claim they're being able to shoot down small-scale drones within 5 seconds of the system locking onto them. The system's going to be installed or transported in vehicles and used to bolster security during major events in urban areas. There's no qualifications of how small-scale the drones have to be before they're terminated by the laser, but as long as they're flying with an altitude of 500 meters and they're flying at a slow speed, pew, you gone. So if you're a hobbyist out there and you were thinking of flying that drone over to China, best you don't. Best you just get down. You'll be terminated. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. But until then, thank goodness it's Tuesday, Monday's over with, and thank you very much for listening.